My choices.
My freedom.
My lifestyle.
My money.
This is the Cha-Ching Podcast. Hey guys, it's Allison and Chris with your new Cha-Ching Podcast. Today we're going to talk all about finding the right college. And if you don't think college is right for you, then we'll tell you how to get a job right after high school. So for those of you who want to go to college, listen up. I'm going to give you helpful tips on finding the right college, and I'm going to tell you how to pay for it. Now, if you don't want to go to college, I'll give you helpful tips on how to find the job you want right out of high school. Remember, you don't have to be a junior in high school to start looking for colleges. You can get a head start on your college search when you're a freshman. Okay, so for those of you who want to go to college, think about what you like to do and what your strongest areas of study are. If you're great at English but not so good at chemistry, don't go to college to become a biochemist. Think of your favorite subject in school and what careers you would be interested in. If you love history but don't want to be a historian, you could become a teacher. Or you can work in the field of communications or international business, or you could even work for the government. So the second thing you need to think about is if you want to live in a city or a small town. There are some things right here, you know, you need to ask yourself questions like, do you want to stay close to home or do you want to travel far away? There's a lot of things to consider when choosing the geographical location of your college. It may sound fun to move far away, but think of how expensive it will be to go home on breaks and holidays. And if you're too far away to go home for a few days, it may be lonely being the only one on your dorm floor to be around for Thanksgiving. Some people go to colleges far away from home, but close to other family. This way, you won't be so homesick. And believe me, you'll get homesick at least once during your college career. Okay, so once you find out what you want to do and where you want to live, talk to your guidance counselor and your parents. And don't worry, if you're still not sure what you don't want to do, that's fine. You don't have to declare a major until your junior year of college. So look at a school with a vast array of different majors. You can take the general education classes until you find your niche. Also, talking to your guidance counselor and your parents may help you decide what you want to do. Parents usually have a pretty good idea of who you are and what you're good at. So after you talk to your guidance counselor and your parents, you should have a good idea of where you want to go. All right, so Chris, I know that you went to college. Now, when you talked to your guidance counselor and your parents, what kind of advice did they give you? Did they give you advice about, if you weren't sure what you wanted to be, did they kind of tell you what you're good at and kind of do it that way? Or what kind of questions did you ask them?
My guidance counselor pointed me in the right direction as far as giving me different kinds of tests and everything to view my strong points. And it wasn't basically just showing you. The test didn't lead you into areas that you were strong in. It just suggested that you look into your interests and hobbies and try to pick something out from there so that you end up liking what you're doing, that you don't feel that it's torture or anything like that. So art was actually my strong suit, and I ended up going to an art institute for my first degree then.
Okay, so you went to the art institute, but how did you decide if you wanted to go to an art institute in a small city, small town, or a really big city?
I am actually from a very small town. My hometown only has one stop sign. So in order to get out of that situation, I really wanted to jump into the big city environment, and I ended up going to school in Philadelphia. So it was a very large jump, and there was something different to do absolutely every night of the week, and I ended up having a blast. But, you know, those that are, say, in the opposite situation, if there's someone living in Philly, Seattle, or somewhere else, you know, they might find that getting out of the city environment and going out to the country might be something more along their lines. Sometimes it just ends up being an opposite situation when you're going off to school.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. So then after you talk to your guidance counselor or parent, you should have a pretty good idea of where you want to go. Now, the next thing you need to do, which I'm sure Chris did, and I also know that I did, was we researched our options. Normally, you have some friends, or at least you know somebody that's attending the colleges that you want to go to. So you need to talk to them. They're normally the best kind of outlet for advice. Whether they say come to the school or don't come to the school. And they also usually have lived in the dorms, so they'll give you a good idea of dorm life in the college. Also a great person to talk to about different colleges and college campuses is your coach. If you know you want to go to school for sports, or if you're really good at a sport and at least want to do the intramural side of the sport, then you should definitely talk to coaches, your high school coaches or anybody like that, and they'll give you a pretty good idea of how the sports are at that college, Also, you could check out the website and you could see kind of the events on campus. You can also see the life of, you know, living in the town the college is in, and also kind of get a good feel for that. So there's a ton of different outlets and a lot of different people that you can talk to get a good feel for if you actually want to go to that school or if you want to keep looking around. So my suggestion is to get at least 3 colleges that you're really interested in, and then you can go visit them. It's a great time, you know, if you take your parents or if you take a sibling or, you know, if you just go visit somebody that goes to that college, it's a really great time to see if you're fit for that college or not. You'll be able to go on tours through the campuses. If they have more than one campus, you can also check out the dorms and the cafeteria, which is a huge part of college life. And also, you know, their athletic facilities and things like that. And this again will give you a really good idea of if you want to go there or not. If you like the campus online and you like the photos of, you know, everything online, but then you actually go there and the campus is a lot different or the dorms are a lot different, you'll really see if you actually want to go to that college or not. And also, you know, make sure you ask your tour guide. Every time you go on a tour of the college, you'll have a guide and you'll be able to ask them what made them come to the college and if they like the college atmosphere. And, you know, you'll really decide if the college is right for you. So once you narrow down your choices for the colleges that you are really interested in, start looking at the cost of the colleges. You should sit down with your parents and start looking at the different payment options, because there are a few to consider. You can go for private or federal student loans, which you will have to pay back. You can also apply for grants and scholarships. Now, when you're looking for scholarships, you should really talk to your guidance counselor, your teachers, and go to your local financial institution. Some of them do offer scholarships, and the ones who don't will still be able to help you with a payment plan for the college of your choice. So the last step in this process is either applying for colleges if you're a junior or a senior, or if you're a freshman or a sophomore in high school, you still have some time. So make sure you check out the news and events sections of the websites of the colleges that you're interested in. And maybe you can visit the colleges a few more times to really narrow your choices down by the time you're a junior. So good luck applying and keep your options open. And again, don't forget to check out the financial institutions for payment options, because they can really help you out. All right, so for those of you who don't think college is right for them and you want to get a job right out of high school, I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to get the best job and make money after high school. The first thing you want to do is kind of figure out your strongest area of study. Again, you need to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. And again, if you're not sure, please talk to your guidance counselor or your parents. So if you know what you love to do, you can check out the different programs that your high schools have to offer. Some high schools have co-op or vo-tech programs, so you can train to become a professional while still going to high school. And this will teach you the technical aspects of the job and give you hands-on experience, so you usually will be hired right out of high school. So once you find a vo-tech or a co-op program in your high school, make sure you stay active in it. This is a great way to network with other people interested in your field, and you never know who you're going to work with later in life. Since you won't be going to college where most people network, this is your place to shine. Make sure everyone knows who you are and your strengths in the field. They could end up being your boss or your employee someday. So Chris, what I've been talking about, you know, is either going to college or getting a job right out of high school. Do you have any suggestions for that? Are there any other types of things that you can do other than doing vo-tech or going right to college?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things right now is, you know, when you and I went to college, one thing that they really pushed for was doing an internship before you graduated. But now it's getting so saturated in the market with so many people applying for jobs and everything, you're really better off starting off with at least one internship while you're still in high school. Now, this internship could actually lead to more possibilities for those just seeking a job right after high school, too. It may just be seen as experience, and it also looks good on your college resume to get into the college itself. So I think internships are popular not only for college students now, but also high school students. And you can obviously start those when you're about 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm. And you can normally just check out, you know, talk to your guidance counselor or talk to your parents about any internships that they found. You can also talk to your peers, some of them who are already involved in the internships. Now, some people like internships, some people don't. The only reason most people don't like internships is because some aren't paid, but they really, you know, work out in the long run, and they make your resume for college or for a job so strong that don't let that be your reason for not getting an internship, because you can always have a part-time job somewhere else. But really, in the long run, they're really going to look really good on your resume. Okay, so after you kind of figure it out with the VOTEC or the co-op program, or you're in an internship, visit your local financial institution to find out how you can save for your business later, or, you know, if you don't want to open a business right away, find out how you can save for your first car or your first house or anything like that. Financial institutions, again, have great tips for saving money and saving money for your own business if you want to be an entrepreneur. And they can also help you financially for preparing for your future. Okay, so the last tip I have for you guys is to make sure you talk to someone about being able to write a resume and learning how to do it. Some high schools offer resume classes now, so make sure you get in as much information as you can. After you complete your co-op or VOTEC or your internship program, use your contacts from those programs to get a job. Send your resume with strong references and then wait for the calls to come in. Resumes are so important, so either there's classes in high school on how to write your resume, but a lot of times there's only classes in college for writing a resume. So the people who don't go to college really need to still learn how to write that strong resume so the calls come in and they'll get a job. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to our Cha-Ching podcast. I hope you guys found it really informative. If you have any more questions or want to comment on this podcast, please tell us in the blogs and forums section of the Cha-Ching website. Or if you have more questions and need a lot more information on the financial aspects, go to your local financial institution and they'll be able to help you. So thanks again. Talk to you soon.